AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Remembrance in Selma, Alabama. 50 years after civil rights marchers were attacked by police while on a march for voting rights, America's first black president was there Saturday to talk of the past, the present, and the future.
The president was 3 years old when civil rights marchers were beaten by police.
It was not a clash of armies, but a clash of wills.
He added it was a contest to determine the meaning of America. Obama rejects the notion that incidents like the death by police of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, is a sign nothing has changed.
What happened in Ferguson may not be unique, but it's no longer endemic. It's no longer sanctioned by law or by custom. And before the civil rights movement, it most surely was.
Obama said so much turbulent history, from the stain of slavery to Dr. King's dream, met on a bridge in Selma 50 years ago. I'm Ed Donahue.
No justice!
No peace!
No justice!
There were protests overnight in Madison, Wisconsin, where a 19-year-old black man was shot by police after they were called into a neighborhood because of reports of a man acting erratically. Police Chief Mike Koval on WKOW-TV.
Jumping in and out of traffic, dodging cars and the like.
The man's mother also talked with reporters.
My son has never been a violent person. Never. And to die in such a violent way it baffles me.
In Malaysia, a report on the disappearance of Flight 370 a year ago. Investigators say they have determined the battery for the locator beacon on the data recorder had expired more than a year before the plane vanished. Despite an exhaustive search for the plane, no trace of it has been found. President Obama says he didn't know about former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's private email accounts until seeing that information in news accounts. He tells CBS he's glad that Clinton has now instructed that those emails about official business be disclosed. This is AP Radio News. Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush was in Iowa this weekend as he prepares for a possible presidential bid. He told an agriculture summit that he would support allowing millions of immigrants in the U.S. illegally to stay under certain conditions. Perfection in college basketball. Kentucky beat Florida Saturday.
Top-ranked Kentucky becomes just the sixth team since the 1975-76 national championship Indiana squad to go through a regular season undefeated. The Wildcats defeating Florida 67-50. Kentucky is 31-0 overall. Becomes just the second team ever to run through an 18-game SEC schedule with an unblemished mark. Freshman forward Trey Lyles led the winners with 14. Freshman forward Carl Anthony Towns helped out with 13 points, a game high 9 rebounds, and 6 of UK's 8 blocks, Ron Friedman, Lexington.
After 2 days of controversy at the University of California, Irvine, a student council vote to ban display of the American flag from its lobby has now been overturned. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. We're your destination for electrical products. Keep yourself safe and protected with new GFCI outlets from Legrand. They're available in a variety of finishes. Now at Menards, save big on all Legrand outlets and dimmer switches. View our entire selection of Legrand products today on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening this week.
Save big money at
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.